with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, there's going to be a nationwide operation to target and jail people in grooming gangs. The National Crime Agency will work on cases that haven't gone through the courts yet and track down current perpetrators. It comes alongside the Prime Minister ordering a national inquiry into mishandling of cases. Policing commentator Danny Shaw has got more.
I think what it's saying is we need an inquiry to look at the past and what went wrong, but what we also need to do is focus on the here and now and try and do police investigations to tackle the perpetrators.
The government's advising all Brits against travelling to Israel. Airstrikes between the Israeli military and Iran continued overnight. The country declared a state of emergency on Friday, with airspace there currently closed. A man suspected of shooting dead a politician in Minnesota is in custody. Police have been looking for Vance Bolter since Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed on Saturday. A vigil has been held in London for the people who died in last Thursday's plane crash in India. At least 270 were killed when the Boeing 787 Dreamliner came down shortly after takeoff. And MI6 is going to be led by a woman for the first time ever. Blaise Metrawelle will take over from Sir Richard Moore as the chief of the Secret Intelligence Service in the autumn.
Sport.
Champions League winners PSG made a winning start to the Club World Cup, beating Atletico Madrid 4-0. Bayern Munich hammered amateur side Auckland City 10-0, while Chelsea start their campaign against Los Angeles tonight. A protest lodged by Red Bull against Mercedes racer George Russell's win in the F1 Canadian Grand Prix has been dismissed. They had claimed the British driver drove erratically while the safety car was on the track, but that's been overruled and Russell keeps his victory. World champion Max Verstappen was second. And the German tennis player Tatiana Maria says her victory at Queen's has taught her to believe in herself. She came through qualifying before going on to become the first women's champion at the iconic venue for 52 years, beating Amanda Anisimona in the final.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunny spells for most, with some rain for western Scotland. Highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dom Ellis.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
Morning, hello, how are you? It is Adam Brown with you on Monday, just gone 6 a.m. Start of a brand new week. This is the early breakfast show, taking you through till 6:30. Chris and the team back, of course, from 6:30 this morning. The £25,000 box still hasn't been unlocked. If you want to play for your chance to win £25,000 this morning, make sure you're sticking around. Right, let's do Pearl Jam after this. Blink 182, The Rock Show, Radio X.
Drunk with my best friends, I couldn't wait for the summer and the warm tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. She's getting kicked out of school cause she's failing. I'm kinda nervous cause I think I'll be taping. She's the one, she'll always be there. She took my hand and I made it, I swear. Cause I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said, "Whoa." Window. Everything's better when she's around. Can I tell the parents go out of town? I fell in love with the girl at the rock show. When we said we were gonna move to Vegas, I remember the look her mother gave us. 17 without a purpose or direction. We don't know anyone. Explanation. I fell in love with the girl at the rock show. She
is Radio X.
just a little something to help you get at it for Monday morning. Pearl Jam and Alive on Radio X, just gone 10 past six. It's Adam with you on the early breakfast show. Just want to say hello to Aaron, who sent me a little message this morning. He says, Adam, I'm up early for work. Went to see Sam Fender on Saturday at St. James's Park, and I'm still buzzing now. Do you know, isn't it great, right, when you go to one of those kind of gigs, one of those shows? It's pretty standard after a gig when you get that sort of post-gig feeling where the music's still ringing in your ears and the adrenaline's still flowing. But when it's still happening sort of 2 days after the gig, that's when you know that it really, really has been a standout show. If you did go and see Sam Fender over the weekend, by the way, first and foremost, I'm very, very jealous. And secondly, it looked unbelievable. Saw some of the pictures and videos from last night. Wow. Right, let's get this on for you now on Radio X. This is Somber and Undressed.
You had a dream.
Undressed on Radio X. He came into Radio X a couple of weeks back on the Radio X Evening Show. Super switched on guy who is just living the dream at the minute, going all over the world, doing his thing. On the way then, before 6.30, before Chris is back with you on the Chris Moyles Show, let's do something from Blossoms. And speaking of Sam Fender, let's play him next.
Restaurants, shops, hair and beauty salons. Whatever type of business you run, Square can help you run it even better. Because Square isn't just a point of sale. It connects front and back of house, gives you real-time data, helps you manage appointments and much more. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the game?
If it's games you want, your best bet is to check out BetVictor's Casino Games. They've got more games than you've had hot dinners. In fact, they've got more games than Las Vegas Gaming Convention's annual convention of games.
Lots of games, got it.
Yep, there's over 4,000 slot games, including all your favourites like Big Bass Bonanza, live casino tables like roulette and blackjack, and casino games like Crazy Time.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor Casino. 18 plus gamblerware.org.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty, I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry, your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com. SVL
Villas. Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers? Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one? Where every little thing you do makes a big difference?
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
You've nestled into a cosy cocoon under a toasty blanket. You've achieved peak sofa comfort. What would you get up for? Remote that's just out of reach?
I'll just watch whatever's on.
Phone charger?
Oh, I've still got 2%.
Housemate who forgot their key?
Nah.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough.
I'm listening.
It's jam-packed with irresistible cookie dough chunks. It's just dough much dough.
I'm up. You had me at dough.
Ben and Jerry's. More is more.
Get into the music.
Radio-X.
Dutch kids hop balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch some movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. The tensions of the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask a thing. Oh, lie like tumors all across the world. The kinds of eating mankind, hidden in our blind sight. They say I'm a nihilist, cause I can't see any decent rhyme or reason for the life of you and me. But I believe.
Blossoms and the Honeymoon on Radio X. It's Adam with you this morning. That is just about it from me. I will see you tomorrow from 4. Make sure you're sticking around, though, because Chris and the team are back with you from 6:30. And, of course, the £25,000 box returns as well. Still not been unlocked. The way you can unlock it and win yourself that money is by guessing which Radio X artist it's going to be. That is going to be the way to unlock it. If you want to play for £25,000 this morning, make sure you are sticking around for Chris and the team. Imagine that, starting your week £25,000 better off. That's on the way for you. First, though, it's just time to squeeze this in from the Smiths. This is Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now on Radio X.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Pass me by, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the eye? Happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
Moyle Show
with Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning, everybody. Yes, here we go again. We live to fight another day. And it's a beautiful day. It's a gorgeous day in London this morning. It's
blue skies and beautiful.
It's blue skies over London.
Blue skies.
That's what they say, Colin. Blue skies over London.
And it is. And it is.
And it's going to be a nice day throughout a lot of the UK today. Dominic will have weather for you later.
I will.
We'll have 4 seconds of weather so you can plan your day.
It's not the most detailed weather, is it?
I'll do it for you. Here you go. Right, so today... in London, 26 degrees it's going to be.
Mm-mm.
In Manchester, 24 degrees. No rain whatsoever.
Wow.
Good.
22 degrees and sunny in Cardiff today.
Love it.
Aberdeen, maybe a tiny bit of rain later, but you're probably going to be all right.
Yeah.
Glasgow's currently cloudy, a little bit of rain about 11 o'clock midday. It's going to be a bit of a cloudy day in Glasgow.
Mm.
19 degrees though. And let's have a look at Ibiza. It's going to be 29 degrees and sunny. And in Dubai right now, it is 34 degrees.
Whoa. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
And we'll hit 37 later. It doesn't even get into the 20s in the next, well, let's be honest, few months.
Wow. That's warm, isn't it?
It's like it's a low of 31. Their low is bigger than our high.
So that's overnight. It's going to be 31 degrees.
Yeah.
That's mad.
That's what you get for living in the desert.
You do, exactly.
Too much.
Mm. You wouldn't be good in that, James.
Nah.
You wouldn't be good.
Literally melt.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
I like it, but not this hot.
Thanks for listening to the show. Are you watching? You can watch us live on Global Player, the official Radio X app. We're streaming live right now.
Yes.
But is it working? Let's all do a little check. So if I open up Global Player on my app, there I am there. Look at that. Hit that. And boom, shalak-lak, boom, it's me.
Wowzers. Live. Wowzers, trousers.
Oh, in a slight delay.
Live right now. But is it working?
There you go, see? The answer is yes.
Yes, it is working. That's your answer.
So there you go, that's nice, isn't it?
Mm.
Look at that.
Right, switch that off. All right.
There I am.
Yeah, all right. Shut up. Thank you. Is it working on yours?
It's working. It's absolutely fine today.
Robin?
I think it's fixed now, isn't it? It's just, it's going to be always fine.
No excuses then. Open up Global Player. Watch us live.
Yep.
Good morning. Look how great we look. Look how great I look.
Mm.
Look how great Dominic looks.
Don't we look awesome?
James is here as well.
So that's nice.
You know, don't be forgetting him. So, loads to talk about. Loads to talk about. Smells of food in here, by the way.
Yeah, it did. As soon as I walked in, I think somebody had something spicy or whatever.
Really smells of food in here. Can you not smell anything? Oh, my God. So strong.
It smells a bit KFC-y. I thought, or something like that.
A little bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's on Sunday nights? I don't listen.
Who's could it be?
James is now having to check the schedule to see who's on Sunday nights.
Any schedule changes?
Well, what's the names on Sunday nights?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here, though.
Could have been Dan Gasser.
Could have been Dan Gosser.
Don't be besmirching the good name of Dan Gosser.
Old Dan KFC Gasser.
Yeah.
He loves it. He loves nothing more than doing his show on a Sunday with a big bucket of chicken next to him.
Gassy Gasser.
Every 3 songs in, he has another drumstick.
Absolutely.
Like King Arthur.
Leg of lamb in between a couple of tracks.
Well, I was DJing on Friday night in Ilkley, and all last week I was checking out the weather, and it was like thunderstorm warning, and then it was like, now it's not going to rain. Oh, it's not going to, yes, it is going to rain. No, it might not. Yeah, it is. Oh, God, come on. We were so lucky.
Mm.
So, I was DJing at a tennis tournament, the Ilkley Open Tennis Tournament.
Very posh sounding. Is that the Lexus thing?
Yeah, sponsored by Lexus.
Yeah.
They gave me a free car.
That is lovely. Did they actually?
No.
That'd be nice.
Oh, it would have been. I want one of them big, the big ones where you can sleep in them.
Oh, right, okay.
Have you seen them? Oh, they're wicked.
Proper big.
I like them. Have a little look on the website. The big ones. It's nice.
Do you know what I like?
Skodas.
I like Skodas. That's what I was going to say.
Well, there's no competition.
No.
There's no competition because Skoda, obviously.
Skoda win hands down.
Skoda, who also sponsor our show,
just
Lexus, do a very good job.
Mm. But?
But they ain't no Skoda.
They're no Skoda.
There's no umbrellas in the doors.
Absolutely.
I've not checked. I'm just
such
guessing.
A great... Yeah, they could be.
Anyway, the weather was beautiful. Ilkley is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
Mm.
And so we're driving. It took forever to drive there on Friday. It took almost best part of 5 hours.
Oof.
Now, I'm DJing after the tennis. It was Top Loader. Dancing in the moonlight.
Still, it's such a tune.
I know, they didn't write it. It's a cover version.
Yeah.
And then me doing the 90s hangover. And so, but the tennis is clearly the most important thing in a tennis tournament.
Yes, yeah.
And when the tennis finishes, then the music and the fun and games can begin.
Mm.
That's great. And they made a little fan zone at the tennis club.
Nice.
With a stage and a big bar and food stalls. And brilliant. Mm. Honestly, it was well smart. Looked great. So the sun is shining when we get there.
Mm.
So the tennis is in play. It's brilliant. It's everything's working out. Now, if it rains during the day, you can't play tennis. So they have to put everything on hold. And then as soon as the rain stops, they resume the tennis, as well you know.
Mm.
So tennis is due to finish maybe about 7-ish. But we don't know when the tennis is going to finish because we don't know if it's going to get stopped at any point during the day.
So you're on standby.
So the weather affects everything. It's not just, well, people might get a bit wet, it's fine, the show goes on.
Yeah.
It could delay everything.
Yeah.
And of course, it's sunny till about 20 past nine.
True, yeah, it is. Very late now, isn't it?
So let's say it rains for 2 hours, at 11 in the morning, 12 o'clock, something like that, they have to delay the tennis by a couple of hours, then that, all of a sudden, the time gets pushed back and back and back. And it all worked an absolute treat.
Great.
Could not believe it.
Perfect.
And it's such a lovely place. There's all the hills around you, so the view's beautiful.
I've never been to Ilkley.
Oh, so no, we used to go to Ilkley Lido all the time when we were kids. Which is still going, by the way. And anybody who lives in the north should definitely go to Ilkley Lido. Beautiful place. So it was great. Saw the lads from Top Loader.
Lovely.
They did all the hits.
Yes.
They did Time of My Life, which is my favourite one.
That is a good song.
Achilles Heel, which is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was saying, he goes, I thought you said Achilles Heel was your favourite one. And I went, I love Time of My Life. I love Achilles Heel. But Time of My Life is an absolute tune by Top Loader. So the lads were on great form, and then they went and did the 90s hangover, and it was a top gig, one of the best.
Great.
Had such a good time. And there was a young lad at the front in his Leeds United shirt.
Yes.
Loving it.
Premier League Leeds United.
And he kept shouting, marching on together! I'm like, now, Ilkley, it's kind of between Leeds and Bradford.
Right.
So it's kind of arguably Bradford, but it's kind of arguably Leeds at the same time.
Mm.
So you go Leeds and it gets a big cheer, but you guys go, ooh, like that. And he really wanted me to play Marching On Together, and I started playing the beginning of it, and it got more cheers than boos. I thought, well, I'll leave it.
Stick with it.
Yeah, get to one chorus and then out.
Yeah.
Had a great night. Everybody was lovely. Absolutely brilliant evening. And my dad came to the gig.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Mum's not been well, so she couldn't really make it. It would have been a bit too much for her.
Right.
She was gutted. So my dad came with Bernard and Pat. Three of them.
Bernard and Pat.
Yeah. And had a couple of drinks before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put them on the viewing platform at the back so they could see. Got some chairs.
Lovely.
So they can have a sit down.
That's
if
lovely.
If they want. And then my friend Stephanie was there and her friend Fiona. So she took upon herself to look after, you know, my dad and his mates. Look after me and get them drunk.
Oh, is that...
And all I'll say is, she did a very good job.
Good work, Steph.
Oh.
I finished my show. I go back to the little dressing room, porta cabin thing.
Mm.
And here comes my dad. Oh, absolutely brilliant. I'm like, oh my God, he's leather.
Morning, Steph. Good work.
Well, it was Fiona rather than Steph.
That was Fiona.
Hey, I tried to get your dad drunk. Tried? Good Lord. Dad, I'm over here. You're absolutely brilliant.
Oh, so you had a lovely time then.
He must have been drunk. He complimented me.
Oh, that's good.
So that was on the Friday. Then obviously Saturday we did the show.
Mm.
And then Saturday evening I was in Cambridge.
Yes, you were.
DJing in Cambridge at the Sausage and Cider Festival.
Mm-hmm.
When I say sigh, you say duh, sigh.
Duh.
Sigh.
Duh, and when, you did it.
When I say sausage,
no,
you...
No, it's all right. We get...
I'm done. I'm finished.
No,
when I say sausage, you say and cider festival.
And cider
sausage.
Festival. Yes, and cider festival. Yeah. That's what we were saying,
good.
James.
When I say saucer, you say, you know, all of that.
All the things, all the sentences at the end.
And it was great. The sun was blazing down.
Boiling hot.
I was DJing right into the sun. It was literally... They designed that stage so the sun was just shining on it for the whole of my set.
You were illuminated.
Couldn't see anything. I saw nothing. It's really important you get to see the equipment you're using when you're DJing live. You know, like lights and everything for levels and displays and all that. Yeah, couldn't see a thing. Yeah.
And you told the crowd that a few times.
I had to.
I can't see a thing.
Because normally I have a bit of fun with the crowd at the beginning, and I just felt like the first 10, 12 minutes, I was just had my head down to try and see and then get the next track queued up.
Yeah.
And I felt like I wasn't really doing much of the crowd, like keeping them entertained.
No.
This is, I'm not like David Guetta. I'm not like Calvin Harris. I can't just go on stage, not say a word, DJ for an hour, and then put my hand in the air and wave and leave afterwards. It's me.
Thank you. Bye.
So I've got to be like... How are you? How you doing?
Yeah.
Who's had sausage? Who's had cider? You know, they ain't hiring me because I'm, you know...
No, that's true.
Superstar cool, proper DJ.
Yeah, yeah. They want a bit of chat, don't they?
Anyway, all great in the end.
Really good.
And then some drunk fella was backstage.
Oh, no.
He was no bother. He was just very giddy. And he had his dancing hat on.
Yeah.
He had a hat on. And every time you put the hat on your head, he had to dance, apparently. He was loving it. He was living his best life. Do you know in the American Office?
Yes.
You know Michael's alter ego? Is it Prison Mike?
Yes. Where he... Yes.
Now, is he Prison Mike when he's out in the bar...
No.
And he's got this...
What does Prison Mike do?
I just remember Prison Mike in the boardroom.
No, but who is he when he goes... He's got his alter ego when he's out on the night out. And he's out with... he's out with the couple, Pam and... What's her name? And then he meets some woman. And he's got his, like, persona on.
Right.
Anyway, that's Dominic Byrne on a Saturday night.
I had to buy a hat. After it was a few so drinks. Hot. So we went to Cambridge Market during the day, me and Lucy. I bought a hat. I thought, that looks excellent. We'll keep
what
that.
What kind of hat was it?
It's like a little...
A beret.
Little it's a woolen beret. Like a little straw hat, a little button.
Like a pasty Samuel L. Jackson.
It's the one you do, you know, you do that with...
Like a trilby.
A little trilby thing.
Cool. And that was the dancing hat?
A twinned with a pink shirt.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what I wore.
Oh, yeah.
Pink shirt.
Oh, yeah. Very pink shirt.
Very Cambridge of me.
And a feather boa.
Feather boa as well, obviously. Oh, we had a lovely time. It was brilliant. I'd been out for lunch with Mum and Dad on the Saturday lunchtime, and we'd had a few there as well.
And then old Mavis was there as well.
Oh, Lucy loved it.
And Pippa joined us. Do you remember Pippa? He used to work on our show.
Pippa. Yes, I remember.
Do you remember?
Pippa. Yeah.
She was in full Pippa mode.
Yeah.
Like, full-on Pippa mode.
Mm.
Dom was in proper, giddy, drunk Dom mode.
Yeah. I was like Tigger.
And, of course, they all had a few drinks. So I'd had, like, two drinks before I went on stage. Mm. And then during my hour-long set, I had two halves of cider.
Mm. Right.
That's what I had. So hard there. So by the time I get off, of course, these lot have been drinking all the way through.
Mm.
So Dom comes up and goes, that was absolutely brilliant. That was brilliant.
It was.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. That's like proud dad, wasn't it? Well done.
And then Pippa comes in, because they have these little tents backstage. Pippa goes, ah, wah, ah, I'm it, ah, wah,
yeah.
Ah, ah. Old Mavis says nothing, because she's quiet. It was just, it was the weirdest thing. Pippa going, ah,
in a headlock.
Ah, I'm in, you know, ah. And Dom going, oh, that brilliant. Dancing hat, put the dancing hat on. Oh, can we have a drink?
It was lovely.
We had a laugh, didn't we?
We met some lovely people.
Someone said, Dom, you rocked the pink shirt as well.
Thank you. I enjoyed the pink shirt.
Mm. Is it a new shirt?
We met Professor Green as well.
Yeah.
Backstage. He's lovely.
He's looking well, isn't he?
Looks great, doesn't he? Hasn't changed, actually, I don't think.
Date Mike.
Date Mike, that was it. Thank you very much. God. Someone texted him.
Yes.
Yeah, Date Mike. That's like drunk Dom.
Nice to meet me.
Pippa was fantastically Pippa.
Yeah.
And I won't tell the story because I don't want to embarrass her. So here's what happened.
Yeah, tell it in minute detail.
So it's one act after the other. They try and, like, keep it moving along.
Mm.
So I was on after the Kevin and Perry official tribute act.
Yes.
Which is a nightmare because they slay it. It's, oh, they absolutely kill it.
They're so good.
Kevin's on the decks. Oh, I'm sorry. And Perry's the hype woman at the front, giving it all.
It's so good.
And they just play like 30 seconds of like hits. Banger after banger after banger after banger. And they also don't give you the set list. So I've basically got to listen to the whole set.
Right. Yeah, we're not playing that one.
For example, they play Gala Freed from Desire. I'm like, okay, then I'm not playing Gala Freed from Desire. Yeah. They play Zombie Nation. Okay, I'm not playing Zombie Nation. They play Pitbull. I'm like, oh, I'm not playing Pitbull anyway.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. And so I'm on for them. So they finish and I'm straight on. And then straight away, as soon as I finish, Professor Green goes on.
Yeah.
Mm. So I come on off. Literally, I walk off stage, give him a hug. And then it's like, Professor Green. And then boom, he goes on like that. So I go back to my little tent. And because I've been sweating in the sun, so I wipe my face down. I think, change my T-shirt, put some deodorant on, whatever. Here he comes. Drunk Mike, date Dom. That was brilliant. Pippa comes, ah. Oh, Mavis, not saying anything. And everyone's in a really good mood.
Lucy loved it. Absolutely loved it.
And then Pippa, about 20 minutes later, something like that, 25 minutes later, goes, honestly, such a good day. Such a good day. When's Professor Green on? And I go, what? She goes, when's Professor Green on? And I go, he's on now. Oh, has he just gone on? I went, no, he was on 8 seconds after I finished. I see. Oh, so who's on now? Professor Green. Oh, right, is he? Oh, you just asked me. He's on. He's been on. See what you can hear in the background? Yeah. Who's that? That's Professor Green. All right, okay. I thought the orchestra were on. And I went, no, because there was a Ibiza orchestra.
Yeah.
And she goes, are you sure the Ibiza orchestra are not on? And I just pointed outside and sat on the lawn outside in the sunshine were 15 musicians.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
I'm like, they look that's like the Ibiza orchestra. And she goes, all right. So why is Professor Green not with them? Because they're two separate acts. I'm very confused.
Yeah, it was a bit confusing for her, wasn't it? Sadly.
And then Professor Green finished and the Ibiza Orchestra went on.
Yeah.
And then Professor Green was in the dressing room tent next to ours. And then I think she goes, what time does Professor Green finish? I went, he's there!
There he is.
Hello, Stephen.
He just walked past us.
Yeah. We had a fun, didn't we?
It was great.
And then Dom was desperate to go out in Cambridge afterwards. He wanted to go to the Anchor.
It was my old stomping ground, so I thought there's a lovely bar down by the river, because it was still really warm, wasn't it? So I thought, let's
go. What time's this?
9:30? Something like that, 9:15? Can't remember, something like that.
It was near heading towards 10 o'clock.
Have you been booted out the festival at this point?
No, it was just...
Dominic wanted to leave the free drinks in our dressing room tent so we could go into town and buy drinks.
I wanted to show Chris the sights of Cambridge, and it was all, in my head, it was going to be lovely.
I'm like, have you booked a table? No. Is there anywhere to park around there?
I don't know.
It'd be fine.
That's the only thing I didn't take into account.
You could park down here.
Yeah, was the parking, because they've changed it.
High street.
Old road is double yellows everywhere. Yeah,
they've changed it, because back in the day you could park anywhere, but you can't now.
The pedestrian
If you know Cambridge, the Anchor is like a lovely place to go.
It's lovely.
Right on the water.
Never made it.
It's beautiful, never made it.
Did it at all?
No.
No, we couldn't park. Blooming cars.
And then I bumped into somebody in the hotel, and it was a funny, slightly embarrassing moment. So we're going to dump the stuff in the lift, and then we're just going to go and have a drink. Dump the stuff in the room, not in the lift. Yeah. Why would you dump your bag in the lift?
Leave
it's
in
stupid,
the lift.
Isn't it? Might as well leave it on the street.
You're always doing that, leaving stuff in the lift.
So me and Jordan are just going to dump all the stuff. We got the bags with all the laptops and everything in the cases. And this beautiful vision appeared. Beautiful sequin dress, full makeup, full beard. and I went, oh my God, you look fabulous. And drag queen. And she goes, thank you very much. And we all get in the lift together. And she goes, oh my God, I've just realised who you are. So I said, oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? And I can't fully remember, but her name was something like Poppadom Sheik or Poppadom Sheikh or something like that. Right. She goes, you can call me Poppy.
Ah, that's better.
And I went, why are you all dressed up? And she goes, it's the Cambridge Pride today. So right. I said, all right. And then Poppy goes, why are you here now? I've been at a sausage and cider festival. And I suddenly get really embarrassed, and I don't want to say.
Right.
Childish as this sounds, I don't want Poppy to think I'm making a late 70s, early 80s joke
right.
about sausages and willies.
Absolutely.
On Cambridge Pride. So yes, Cambridge Pride today. What are you doing here? And I went, I was a DJ, and I'm DJing. You look fantastic. You look great.
You've malfunctioned.
At a food and drink festival. How are you, Poppy?
Is it Pride? Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, Cambridge Pride. Yeah. I've been DJing at a sausage.
All kinds of food festival.
Yeah. Is this your floor?
You look fabulous.
This is mine. Still on the ground.
Yeah.
So if you're at Ilkley, if you're at Cambridge, I hope you had a good time.
Yes.
Crowds were great. It was a lot of fun. And Drunk Dom was there.
Didn't have a hangover the next day.
Fantastic.
Absolutely swerved it. Lovely.
That's the best. And then a lovely Father's Day for you.
Yeah, lovely. Got spoiled rotten, got food cooked for me, and it was great.
Well, if you got a bottle from every one of your kids, you'd have been leathered on Sunday, of course, wouldn't you?
The 25,000.
Where is it?
Pound Box. Radio X.
There is the box. If you're watching on Global Player on the official Radio X app, that's right there. No smoke. Let's see if I can make smoke appear.
No
is the answer. There's a tiny little bit, but you can't
a bit wispy.
See it. Yeah. All right, so we're on to day 11 of the £25,000 box game. Oh, here comes the smoke. You know, it's all about timing, isn't it, James?
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Your batteries.
£25,000 up for grabs. But if you get on the radio to play the game, you're automatically going to walk away with £1,000. So even if your guess is wrong, you get £1,000 just for having a go. Would you like to hear the qualifying question?
Yes, please.
All you have to do is text the word box followed by the answer to this question and send it to 83936. That's 8. There's a lot of smoke. 83936. So text the word box, then your answer, 83936. All right? And here is your question. 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand, so we're looking for the mobile phone brand that released the iconic 3310 model. Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That's text the word box, followed by your answer. 83936. It has to be a text, and it has to start with the word box and then the correct answer. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, but if we pick you to play the game today, you get £1,000 just for having a go. You must be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So, text the word box, followed by the answer. 25 years ago, which mobile phone brand released the iconic 3310 model? The number is 83936. We'll close the lines at 8. If you get on the radio to play the game, you're guaranteed to walk away with at least £1,000.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
There you go. That's the £25,000 box thing done. We'll close the lines at 8. We'll play just after 8 o'clock. If you get it right, because all you got to do, once you pass the qualifying question, for anybody who's new, is you name the artist that will unlock the box. It's a Radio X artist. It's either a singer or it's a group. It's a band. It's an act, right? Singer, like a solo singer. An act, like a duo, group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good, I'm trying to explain it.
Absolutely.
Right. £25,000 for grabs. It could go any day. Will it be going today? I don't know, because I don't know the answer.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Right, see you in a minute with the news.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
You plan to go to the gym this afternoon, but sometimes the sunshine and a barbecue are irresistible. But when you're ready to work out, at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. And you get the flex you need with no lengthy contracts and unlimited classes with Core or Plus memberships. Whatever you're here for this summer, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Co-op members now get prices matched to Aldi.
Hold on, no way.
Okay then, so co-op members now get everyday essentials price matched to Aldi. So sign up and start saving. Co-op. Owned by you, right by you. I wasn't expecting that.
Co-op member prices matched versus comparable products at Aldi GB. Co-op membership required. Co-op group food stores only. See co-op.co.uk/Aldi price match.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
You modern-day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update. Next.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own and run their stores. So your care
is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business. Book an appointment today.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Thank you for listening this morning. Hello, Chris Moyles here. It's Monday, June 16, 2025. Dominic Burns got your news, sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the National Crime Agency is going to lead a nationwide operation to tackle grooming gangs. It follows Keir Starmer's commitment to set up a statutory inquiry. Our reporter Fraser Knight says it all follows a change of heart from the Prime Minister over the weekend.
After months of saying there was no need for a national public inquiry, the Prime Minister made a big U-turn at the weekend. It says a report out later is expected to recommend a deeper dive. But Baroness Casey says it shouldn't drag on for years to come.
In other news this morning, four people have been killed in Iran strikes in central Israel as fighting between the two countries intensifies. Tehran has confirmed an Israeli attack killed its armed forces intelligence chief.